Okay, so good afternoon. I would like to present you some reflection about the pedogenesis of soil forming technogenic materials. So this work results from discussion with my PhD supervisor, Mario Di Simono, and Jean-Louis Morel. So the soil forming technogenic materials are proliferating around the world, but their pedogenesis remains still inadequately understood. So we hope this short overview will contribute to discuss and to exchange ideas and knowledge about the formation of these soils. So nowadays, human has become a soil forming factor by generating technogenic materials and by modifying the condition of pedogenesis. So technogenic materials are referred to artifacts in the world reference base for soil resources and artifacts in the soil taxonomy. So in both classification systems, they are basically materials created, modified, and transported by human activities. And soil form in technogenic materials are called technosoil in the WRB and are generally classified in the order antisoil in the soil taxonomy within the subgroup anthropic or anthropotic. So technogenic materials are characterized by high diversity in relation to human processes. So for example, we have rubbers or industrial waste, mine spores, dredge sediments. All of these materials can be mixed together depending on the evolution and the variety of human activities. And the disposition of these materials result from dumpings or can be designed in the case of constructed soil. So these materials present a wide range of constituents and properties which can display extreme values in some cases. They are also characterized by high spatial heterogeneity, so they can be confined in very specific area or disseminated as patches in urban area, for example. And they can be deposited in one event or by cumulative events over time and are likely to be disturbed by human disturbed activities. So generally, it results in very complex profiles. So now the question is, may these particularities of technogenic parent materials generate the presence of particular pedogenetic processes? So to discuss this question, we base on investigation of soil form in different types of technogenic materials reported in the literature, and on one example of a technosoil developing on a former iron industry settlement. So first, if we look at the processes reported in the literature, the first group of processes is related to the biogeochemical weathering of artifacts. So for example, the leaching of soluble salts like carbonates or sulfate is often reported in different types of technogenic materials. The mineral transformation and precipitation of secondary minerals is also often described, especially mineral transformation driven by the changes in redox condition. Another important process in the first step of formation of soil in technogenic materials is the accumulation of organic matter at the surface, which depends on the development of the vegetation cover and on the climate. And also some processes of aggregation involving inorganic and organic technogenic materials have been described. So this list is not exhaustive, but what we can say is that all these processes are comparable to those processes governing the formation of natural soil. And even analogies were made between the formation of natural soil and soil in technogenic materials. So for example, there are some similarities between the weathering of volcanic ashes and of coal ash or iron industry byproducts. However, some specificities in pedogenetic processes have been highlighted in soil forming technogenic materials. For example, the occurrence of processes which usually occur in different climatic regions. So as an example, the leaching of gypsum from different type of technogenic materials and the accumulation of gypsum in deeper layer have been described in temperate humid region. Whereas in natural environment, this process is more typical of drier climate. Toxicity and unfavorable properties of some technogenic materials may inhibit the development of organisms and so the biological processes. The high spatial variability of technogenic materials may lead to a variable weight and orientation of soil development over short distance and may promote the development of organisms in preferential areas and so the presence of very localized processes. Also, rapid and intense weathering have been reported in the early pedogenesis of technosoil, which could be attributed to the disequilibrium between technogenic materials and environmental conditions. And due to the successive inputs of materials and the brewing of native soils or older technogenic deposits, these soils are likely to display a polycyclic evolution. So now I will show you an example of a soil forming iron industry deposit. So this soil is located in the northeastern part of France, which is very well known for steel and iron industry. And so this industry generates many byproducts, which were generally dumped into septic ponds. So it generates stratified deposits by settling of the successive sludge dumping. And after the cessation of industrial activity, so the vegetation developed on these septic ponds, and after 60 years, we have the establishment of a forest and the formation of a soil. We can classify a spolic technosoil with different properties according to the WRB. So now if we look at the profile of this soil, so we can see a sea horizon composed of contrasted layers resulting from the settling of the different input of sludge and the formation of a thick air horizon at the surface. Now if we look at a smaller scale, we can see the presence of vertical cracks with manganic coating, and in the deeper layer we have also the precipitation of secondary calcite, which can cover this manganic coating in cracks. So this illustrates the presence of very localized processes here in cracks and the possibility of the succession of processes in these preferential areas of soil development. So if we summarize the different processes we observe in this soil, so we have the development of organomineral horizon at the surface, migration of carbonates and sulfate along the profile, and the precipitation of secondary calcite in deeper layers. We also observed weathering of glass and manganese oxide and phenomena of manganese segregation in cracks. So all these processes can be observed in natural soil, like carbonated soil, volcanic soil, or hydromorphic soils. But in natural environment, there are generally is a dozen coexist in the same time. So now if we try to summarize pedogenetic trends in soil farming technogenic parent material in one figure, we can try to do this. So in fact we look how the specificities of technogenic parent materials in interaction with the other soil farming factors may influence the expression of the pedogenetic processes. So, for example, the high diversity and the technogenic nature of constituents may generate a high diversity of pedogenetic processes, including processes occurring in dissimilar climatic regions. The high spatial variability may promote localized processes and distinct rates of and orientation of soil development over a short distance. And the temporal discontinuity in the deposition of these materials may generate succession or superimposition of processes constrained by the time between the different deposits and by human disturbances. So all the specificities create the potential for simultaneity of processes coexisting rarely in natural soil in the same climatic region. So now the question is how this soil will evolve in the long term. So we can assume that the influence of technogenic materials will decrease over time, except if you have new input of technogenic materials. So in the WRB, technosoil will evolve toward other group of soil, and depending on the dominant processes or depending on the interaction between the processes, we can expect to have development of distinct soil over a short distance and to have soil with a polycyclic or complex evolution. So in conclusion, from the example reported in the literature, it doesn't seem to have specific processes in soil forming technogenic materials, but the diversity and heterogeneity of these materials make possible the simultaneity of processes which would coexist freely in natural soil forming in the same climatic region. Of course, this particular combination of processes have to be investigated in a larger range of technogenic materials and of climatic conditions. And also the modeling of the formation of the soil should be adapted to take into account the interaction between processes, and the spatial scale should be adapted to be able to represent the potential distinct soil development over short distances and the occurrence of localized processes. And the time scale should be multiscalar to be able to represent the evolution in several steps with varying rates due to human disturbances. So I would like to thank all the financial partners and all the laboratories which work on this project, and I would like to thank you for your attention.